Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Brown sugar, baby, I get high up your love. I don't know how to behave.
What's up, everybody? Y'all know that it's Tuesday Night Live on Brown Sugar Radio. I just got to say that tonight I have a show that I'm dedicating to one of my loyal listeners because they wrote me several times inquiring about Tupac, all right? And so I said, you know what? I am going to go ahead and do it. It's something that is of interest and it's something that has received several inquiries. So you know what? I did my homework, did some research on it, wanted to kind of break it on down a little bit and find out. Let's kind of get to the meat and potatoes of this story. You know, what truly is, you know, going on with this, you know, Machiavelli 7-day theory. We're going to talk about it tonight on Brown Sugar Radio, all right? So what I need to do is we are going to actually first start off with the night that he got shot, okay? And I got several clippings that we're going to actually go over and with interviews and the night he got shot. And then we're going to go and talk about this Machiavelli, how, you know, a lot of his fans believe that he actually faked his death in order to fool his enemies, all right? And in researching this story, now originally everyone thought that Biggie was the murder suspect due to the fact him and Pac had been feuding with the East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Well, then another scenario popped off and they were thinking because of the fact that Tupac wanted to leave Death Row Records and that Suge might have gotten insecure because, you know, Pac was a big moneymaker for him. And I was really, really surprised as I researched this story how I found out that Tupac had earned over $7 million in sales with his records. And he said to a friend, all right, this is what was reported now, that he had only received $100,000. So you do the math there, okay? So with that said, you know, I could understand his frustration if this was true. And he wanted to start his own record label, which at that moment, if this is true now, Suge might have gotten insecure, did not want to lose that much money, and it was alleged that he possibly had him murdered. Then we have the third story, that it was the Crips, some Los Angeles Crips that had wanted to go against Tupac because he had beat getting my thoughts mixed up here. Tupac and Suge Knight in the hotel here in Las Vegas, the night of the Tyson fight, had beat up a Crip member, all right? And I do have his name and information, but we're going to get into that later. But they believe that it was a retaliation because Suge Knight is supposed to be a blood, okay, was the story. And so they were stating that it was a gang retaliation, possibly the Crips had fired back. So we just got all kind of stuff going on tonight. I got to welcome the listeners in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. So far, we have Mintel and Ed Lips. That's on time tonight. Thank you for joining your girl, Brown Sugar, as we talk about this controversial topic, Tupac Shakur. Is he still alive? All right. Well, like I said, I found out that there are three different scenarios, okay? And, you know, we're just kind of going into it, you know? So, hey, we're just going to do what we have to do in order to get into this. Mento, I see your comment. And, yes, I am reporting this story because there's people that actually believe Tupac is still alive. So, for my listeners, I received several emails about Tupac. And what actually jumped this story on April 30th, It was released. They have photos of Tupac. I actually have the links that I'm going to display in the chat room for you guys to take a look. What's going on, sister? I appreciate that. But yes, people believe, can you believe it? They did a story on TMZ, and they did a vote. And believe it or not, it was 50, it was actually split. 51% of the fans and the votes that they had received believed Tupac was still alive. And then 49% did not believe he was alive. And I was really shocked to see that many people still believed that he was alive. So what happened, like I said, this story just jumped April 30th, and they have photos and pictures. As a matter of fact, I am going to, put the links in the chat room and let you see the pictures for yourself, and you can certainly judge. But I want to do this story because, like I said, I had a listener that wrote me, and they were really excited about this story that broke on April 30th. Stating that Tupac was alive and he was spotted in New Orleans, okay? And it was all over TMZ, and they have pictures. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and find that link. I kind of wanted to wait until we got some more. I still may wait until we got some more listeners in the chat room, because you know my listeners in the chat room, they always come in late. I got a few of y'all that show up on time. But you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead. I can actually circulate this link. All right. Anyway, though, I want to know your thoughts. You know, tell me what you think in regards to, Tupac in this Machiavelli theory. For those of you who do believe he's alive, certainly you can call in and tell reasons why. I do have some information here. I'm going to actually go over both analogies because I want to be fair to the people that still do believe, and then certainly for the ones that don't, by all means, your decision is certainly respected tonight. So I'm trying to put the link here. All righty, here we go. Here's the first one. I can copy it here and put it. There we go. Oh, shucks. I'm trying to put it in the chat room here. Well, what I'm going to do is, while we're waiting for the listeners to come through, I'm going to play an insert that I have because I want to post this link, and you guys can certainly check it out. I'm having some problems with it popping up. So here we go. All right. Yes, I think what it is a lot of fans, they don't want to let go of, his legend that he built. And by all means, certainly – what I want to say is that he was just awesome, just a brilliant man in his own right, and, talent that certainly we're still blessed and fortunate today because of the fact that he recorded so much. A lot of people are confused. I think that's what's kind of leading people to believe he's still alive, along with these other facts that I'm going to disclose. Right now, though, we're going to actually take it back to the night that Tupac was murdered, all right? So here's the news report that I found, and then we'll come back, and we're going to go over a few details of this night. Then I'm going to go over some of the supporting facts, why some of his fans still believe he's alive. All right? We'll be right back.
Complications from several bullet wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th. He was 25 years old. Shakur was shot four times after leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match in Las Vegas in a car driven by Marion Suge Knight, the head of his label, Death Row Records. The shots were fired from a Cadillac that drove up alongside Knight's BMW, but police still have no leads on a suspect or motive. Tupac had been on a respirator in the hospital and had one lung removed. Here's a look back on a turbulent life and career cut short. Tupac Shakur's public life began when he joined the seminal Bay Area rap ensemble, Digital Underground. First as a tour dancer, then as a rapper.
Tupac, go ahead and rock.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground.
Tupac demonstrated his range as a performer when his first solo record, Tupacalypse Now, was on the charts at the same time as his critically acclaimed feature film debut in the violent coming-of-age drama, Juke.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right! You gotta be ready to go down, stand up, and die for that shit. Like Blizzard did, if you want some juice.
While he maintained a thug image, Tupac was a man of contradictions, recording sentimental raps in support of black women, including Brenda's Got a Baby and Keep Your Head Up.
I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Because I was raised by a woman half my life and then thrown to the streets, it's like I got the woman side, then I got real rough, manly values, like forced on me.
As Tupac's film credits grew with John Singleton's Poetic Justice, he faced the possibility of doing time for assaulting director Alan Hughes, who had dropped him from the cast of Menace to Society.
If I have to go to jail, I don't even want to be living. I want it to cease to exist for however long they have me there. And then when I come out, I'll be reborn. You know what I'm saying? I'll be taking less problems. And that my mind will be sharper and the venom will be more potent. You know what I'm saying? So they shouldn't send me there. They should really try to, you know, it's like you don't throw more gasoline on the fire to put it out.
What followed was a cross-country tour of courtrooms and jailhouses, 10 days in a Michigan prison for assaulting a fellow rapper with a baseball bat, an arrest for allegedly shooting two off-duty Atlanta police officers, in which charges were eventually dropped, and sexual abuse, sodomy, and weapons charges in New York City. The day before he was convicted of sex abuse in New York, Tupac was shot 5 times in the lobby of a Times Square recording studio. The crime was officially classified as a robbery, and the police dropped their investigation when Tupac failed to cooperate.
That situation with me is like, what comes around goes around. Karma, I believe in karma, I believe in all of that. I'm not worried about it. You know, they miss. I'm not worried about it unless they come back.
While serving his sentence for sexual abuse, Tupac's third solo release, Me Against the World, spent 4 weeks at number one.
It was a trip. Every time they say something bad to me, I go, I'm sorry, I got the number one record in the country.
After 8 months, Tupac's case was appealed, and death row head Suge Knight promptly bailed Tupac out of jail and took the opportunity to sign him to Death Row Records.
If you come to Death Row, you will see your art brought to a bigger plateau, and you will be paid. What did he say? Death Row.
Tupac turned his troubles into a career that was bigger than ever. His double album Death Row debut, All Eyes on Me, sold more than 5 million copies, scored a number one single, and included tracks with new label mates Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Out of bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing screaming.
With 3 years passed since Snoop's last solo release and the departure of Death Row co-founder Dr. Dre to start his own label, Tupac became Death Row's artistic centerpiece, as well as its biggest mouthpiece. Death Row and Tupac shared a common enemy, the New York-based Bad Boy Entertainment. Tupac had earlier implicated Bad Boy producer Sean Puffy Combs and star artist and Notorious B.I.G. in his 1994 shooting.
Bad Boy Records. That's for Bad Boy Records. I love y'all.
But despite his taunts, Tupac realized danger could be around the corner. Back in New York City for this year's Video Music Awards, just 3 nights before he was shot in Las Vegas, Tupac surrounded himself with bodyguards and clutched a walkie-talkie throughout the evening as a security precaution.
We are businessmen. We are not animals. It's not like we're going to see them and rush them and jump on them. If they see us and they want drama, we're going to definitely bring it like only Death Row could bring it.
Once again, Tupac Shakur dead at the age of 25 of gunshot wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th in Las Vegas. Police still have no leads on suspect or motive. Shakur recently finished shooting the movie Gridlock, in which he plays a heroin addict. It's due out early next year. That's the news for now. We'll have more news around the clock here on MTV.
All right, and so there we go. That was when he was reported. That was one of the news breaks information that I had found. Just giving all of you a little history. We're actually going back to 1996. Wanted to kind of relive a little bit of what was going on, the state of the world at that time. And, you know, I just got to say, one thing about Tupac, he was brilliant. I had actually read an article where his mother, Afeni, would discipline him every time when he would get in trouble. She would make him read the New York Times newspaper from front to back. Well, that explains why he was so articulate and very intelligent. She had the boy reading, probably, you know, at a grown folk level, probably when he was 8, 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? What kid likes to read newspapers, right? But nevertheless, the controversy of Tupac being alive, I cannot get this link to post in my chat room. I'm getting furious here. That's why you have not seen it yet. If many of you want to actually go and Google it, because it's not allowing me to paste it for whatever reason. Oh, there we go. Finally. There it is. Okay. Sometimes the chat box wants to work. Other times it does. Wait a minute. I don't see it in the chat box. I tried to paste it in there. It showed up in my, All right, well, here's the link. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is since I can see it and you guys can't. www.tmz.com/200904/29/Tupac-is-alive. And they say allegedly now that he was spotted in a New Orleans bar, okay? You know, let's just go ahead and get into a little bit of this theory, of the seven-day theory, all right? Now, I got to say, if he has 51% of his fans believing that he's still alive, he is a genius if he truly, you know, is alive. I mean, man, how could you have pulled that off, right? But this is what I want to kind of go over, and I'm doing this show, like I said, trying not to be judgmental. Thank you, Ed Lips. Goodness, I could not get that to post in my chat box. This is the story that actually kicked off April 30th that had this listener writing me and inquiring about the show. All right, so I decided to do it just because of the simple fact that I wanted to kind of investigate it some more because I was truly just mind blown by Tupac. I believe he's absolutely brilliant, and this is what I have so far, okay? Now, the Machiavelli, Don, is it Kumanati, seven-day theory? The title aroused some curious glances, all right, for all those who knew Shakur. Now, this is the deal. An Italian philosopher, this is a book that he read when he was in jail, all right, faked his own death in order to fool his enemies, all right? Now, Machiavelli's two most famous books, Discorsi di la Prima, you know what, I can't even pronounce this. I ain't even going to try. Anyway, look, the first book with all those names that I can't pronounce, y'all look up Machiavelli, okay, the Italian philosopher. That was book one, Life with Tito is how you say it in English because the way that it's pronounced right now is in Italian, and I can't get down with that. The second book, though, is called Our Communication, and that also is a book that he wrote in Italian that I can't pronounce right now, but both were written after his death. Now, some wonder if Tupac's reference wasn't a signal to the world that things aren't what they seem. Now get this, okay? Tupac so far has had over 4,000 search engines looking up Tupac Alive, the name that he's allegedly supposed to be living under, Jamal Millwood, okay? You know, all kind of stuff with, you know, Death Faker and just, I mean, it's amazing how many people truly believe he's still alive, all right? Now, one thing I wanted to point out is that I do appreciate everyone's support, and I'm not here to knock anyone. People are going to believe what they want to believe. If Tupac is alive, like I said, if he's alive, he's doing a pretty darn good job of keeping it under wraps. But most of us on September 13th were mourning the day because we knew it was just a really, really sad time, you know. And I just got to say, I know I was shocked. I actually didn't believe it when it actually happened. Because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, right, he can't be dead. You know, I'm like, yeah, right, he's really dead this time? That was what I thought, because when he first got shot, I was shocked. You know, I was like, what? You know, I thought he was going to go in. I found out, all right, you know, Tupac, you know what I mean, he's doing his thing. He got out of it. So I really truly did not think that he was going to pass. So when people told me he passed, I was like, yeah, right, you know, you jiving. But he really did this time. So I don't know. I just found it to be, you know, shocking, if nothing else. I do see I have a caller on the line here. I'm going to grab you. If by any chances you're just calling to listen, just tell me you're just calling to listen into the show, and I will certainly put you back on mute, all right? And I see that it's a 702 area code out here in Vegas where I'm at. All right, 702, you on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
What's up, Chad?
What's going on? You listening to this show, do you still believe?
Man,
are you one of the fans?
I got on MySpace, and I was like, whoa, hold on, what is this, you did?
Okay.
I ain't even called into the show in a minute, you know what I mean?
Okay, for real, huh?
It's
oh,
your
tell
boy
my
Keller, man.
okay. I was like, tell my listeners who this is. I know you haven't called in a while. It's good to hear from you. And I'm doing this show actually for a listener of mine. On April 30th, it was released that Tupac is still alive, okay? And it was on TMZ. Some of the listeners feel like TMZ is credible, others don't. But I did it because it was a request, and I knew it was going to be a controversial show, and I felt like, you know what, because of the fact that this listener is very loyal, I'm going to do it. Tell me, what are your thoughts, you know, Killer, on Tupac, and do you believe that he could have faked his death and got away with it?
I mean, my thoughts on Tupac, I mean, it's like, I don't know, you could take it, it's an all-around thing. You could go into context as if he's studying the Saint Toussaint book with the Art of War and coming back on enemies, or if dude really passed on and he did so much work to where, like, people do not want to let him go. Now, my take is, you know, to me, he's passed on, but he ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? Because your work
right.
is still living. You know what I mean?
Right.
If he is living as another person, the music of Tupac is still living, but you know what I'm saying? The artist or something that passed on.
Right, absolutely. It's like his music will live on forever. And actually, I want to kind of get into that because I have really kind of researched this story to find out why is it that people still believe he's alive. And one of the main reasons is because of the simple fact he's released over 7 albums, all right, since he's, you know, came into the game and since he's passed. And most living artists have not released that many, you know. And so a lot of people are confused, like, wait a minute, if this brother's supposed to be dead, how come he's on Keisha Cole's new album? And how come he's on, you know, produced all these different, you know, collaborations with artists that are current, recent, right now? You know, then there was a picture that circulated of him as 50, okay? And that was interesting to see that, and I do have that. Oh, shucks, I have this. Okay, thank you, Edlibs, for letting me know I have the split chat room again. Great. What's going on, listeners? Please refresh your screen because I see that the chat box is split again. Sound, I don't know what's going on. Edlibs said you're in the other chat box. I'm going to try to refresh my screen and see if I can catch everybody, but definitely y'all keep it locked. Okay, now I'm in another chat box. Great. Anyway, y'all all keep it locked because I definitely want to hear your thoughts and opinions. But, I mean, I don't know, Killer, as far as his music, you know, and possibly faking his death to hide from his enemies, rumor has it that he's supposed to be living somewhere mysteriously in California under the name Jamal Millward. Have you heard anything like that before, or is this news?
I mean, I heard a lot of stories, like they say Cuz still alive and, you know, he living in Jamaica or he living in Cali. But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're one of a kind. When you speak on this type of individual, you're one of a kind. So, I mean, you easily... Like, you could find that needle in a haystack easily. You could find Where's Waldo when it comes to him. Like, you know when you see him. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Especially if they say in Cali, that come on now. If you in Cali, you're going to get seen by somebody.
For real.
You know what I mean? You're going to get seen by somebody. I don't care.
I mean,
unless
you're just in the house locked up. You know what I'm saying? It just.
Nah,
well,
I don't think nobody is really going to be locked up in the crib in Cali.
Right, exactly. Well, these are some of the facts that I want to go over in regards to, like I said, I heavily researched this, and then I have 2 snippets that I'd like to play in order to share my views on Tupac. I do see I have another caller, so I will go ahead and grab you. If you're just calling to listen, please let me know, and I'll put you back on mute. Otherwise, please let us know your thoughts. 313, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening? 313? Hi, how are you? 313, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. I hear you.
You don't hear, though.
Hello? Okay. I can hear them. I don't know if they're ready to talk. I'm going to put you back on mute. 704, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
I don't know what's happening.
Are you calling to view your opinion on Tupac?
I mean, I was just calling to listen, but I ain't heard nothing. So, I mean.
Oh, okay. Oh, fine.
I mean, we can't just throw me on the air like that. I don't even know the title of the show, but I'm saying,
yeah.
I mean, I ain't even get a chance. I mean, I just called in. I ain't even get a chance to hear what was going on. That was
okay, well, then you sit tight and you listen then. Shoot, I don't know what you heard and what you didn't hear. I'm just trying to do you a favor. When you call in, though, on the switchboard, it says hit 1 to talk to the host or 2 to listen, and then your number wouldn't have popped up. So next time, hit 2.
I ain't hit one. Raising my hand. But it's all good.
Yeah.
What's going on, Brown Sugar?
Nothing
Spike
much.
Spielberg.
Okay, this Spike. Oh, you. This will give me a hard time, Spike. Off with a lot of his fans believe that he's still alive. What happened on April 30th? It was alleged that Tupac was spotted in New Orleans. Ed Lips, can you please post that link in the chat box for me again, because it won't work for me. But I have the link. There it is. Okay, the link is posted in the chat room. There were pictures saying that he was spotted in New Orleans and Tupac's alive, this, that, and the other. So I had one of my listeners contact me several times in regard to this story. They're a big Tupac fan. They believe Tupac is still alive. Wanted me to do a story on it, and this is what I have so far, okay? Now, after leaving the Tyson fight on September 7th, Tupac was allegedly shot 5 times, okay? He lived through the shooting and was taken to a nearby hospital and was pronounced dead on September 13th, 1996. The suspicious facts, okay, that I found in support of him still being alive. Friday the 13th, number one, is a very suspicious day. There were never any pictures released of Tupac in the hospital, okay? In the song Life Goes On, Tupac raps about his own funeral. The driver of the car in which Tupac was driving, Suge Knight, the executive producer of Death Row Records, didn't show up for questioning about the shooting. And in the video, I Ain't Mad at You was released only 5 days after his death, okay? I Ain't Mad at You is track number 13 on his All Eyes on Me album, which is also the day that he died on the 13th of September. Tupac is an angel in heaven in the video, which is ironic because, like I said, it was as if he prophesied his own death, okay?
Right. Machiavelli and all of that good stuff.
Right. Machiavelli.
That doesn't mean the man is alive. Now, I'm grew up listening to hip hop music. The whole feud between Biggie and Pac was something that I witnessed firsthand. You know, this was something that I watched very closely. So as it was developing, and you know, there was reports. Okay, Tupac got shot. You know, he was all good. Everything was. And then all of a sudden, he was pronounced dead in the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of coincidental stuff. I mean, does that mean that Elvis is still alive? I don't think so.
It's some people that believe.
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if the man is on the island, I always thought, like, okay, it was a little, you know, iffy. But, you know, the man said he recorded a lot of music when he got out of jail. He put it down when he got out of jail. So he got songs. You know, just like saying that, okay, if one of these blog talk hosts was to pass away and then somebody get a hold of a show that they did, 8 months ago, they still alive because they said it on the show and they still alive.
Right.
Is that realistic? No, they just were saying it. So, Machiavelli, I don't believe that the man is still alive. If he was still alive, then I mean, then I guess somebody would have a state would have a lawsuit on their hands. But he pulled the Machiavelli. If that's the case, then, you know, God bless Tupac. You know, I like music. I've developed a deeper appreciation for it now that he's gone. I remember a lot of the stuff that he did when he was on the East Coast. But at that particular time, I was a Biggie proponent. I loved Biggie because that was the East Coast. Now,
right.
You know, that didn't mean that I didn't like California Love. I mean, I loved
okay.
That joint was hot. You know, he
right,
had
right.
Some hot stuff, but it's just that I think that many people take things a little too far sometimes.
Right.
And the fact
right.
that Tupac is still alive in New Orleans, drinking okay. margaritas and partying at Mardi Gras, and whatever that hydro is that they smoking, they need to leave it alone, put the blunt
leave
down,
it alone.
Dude. Quick, stop drinking at 2:11 because it got their mind running.
Woo, so you said it's a no for you. You do not believe Tupac is alive, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you. You know, dear mama.
You ain't bonding.
Because that's just too much. I mean, to think that somebody would fake their own death, you know, that's
right.
just a little bit too much. And I mean, the thing, this dude was an icon. And I know
yeah.
that the value of people's products, when you're an artist, once you die, the value of your work definitely increases. But, I mean, this dude wasn't hurting for no money, you know,
right.
so it wasn't even that case. Now, if Tupac show up in the next John Singleton movie, then you can holler at me. Then I think you got a case. You know
then
what I'm
I
saying?
Got a case.
But,
okay.
but when John Singleton was slating this dude to play Baby Boy and he didn't show up in the movie, I think y'all need to get a rest. You know what I'm saying? Let it go.
Oh, that's right, Spike. Now, Tupac was supposed to play Baby Boy. That's right. I forgot about that.
He was supposed
to play, not Tyrese.
No, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's why they had the whole picture of him on the wall in the movie, because he was supposed to be the star of the show. But it didn't jump off like that because the man is not alive. And all
uh-huh.
of these people. And then, but think about it. How many people
okay.
look like somebody else? How many people
that's
look
true.
Like somebody else? So
right.
somebody could be like,
fake
oh,
identity.
Man. Right, you know what I'm saying? He looked like Tupac, so that's Tupac.
Yeah.
I know
they want him to be alive. I guess it's like, you know, kind of hard to let it go, you know, and they really believe that it's a possibility
yeah.
he's alive. Well, certainly, like I said, I do appreciate your thoughts, Spike. And so go ahead and plug your show, Spike.
Well, you know, I mean, people can tune in to me Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/SkiboFilms. You know, you got to check out the TV show, too, which is running on SpikeSpielberg.com. Let's spill like you spill a drink, SPILLBERG. And I got a new movie, too, Brown Sugar. It's coming. We ain't released it just yet, but it's coming. It's called A Challenge. It's called A Challenge, so we're challenging the men in the community to step it up, you know what I'm saying? Because men have always been the providers and the protectors and all of that kind of good stuff of the community. So a lot of these brothers is falling down on the job, you know, but that doesn't mean that we got to let it ride like that, you know what I'm saying? So somebody got to pick up the slack, you know what I'm saying? And it takes a village. It's a village. So
that means
for those who are falling short, somebody else got to pick up the slack. So